Numbers chapter 33, verses 50 to 56. The future. The future, part one. Now, we've seen in the previous discourse that God instructs Moses to think about the historical record. Not to think about it, but to get it down. To get down the facts of the history of the deliverance of the Hebrews from Egypt and their travels through the wilderness. So, Moses has done this. Now, says God, now, for the future. Let's read it. On the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites, and say to them, when you cross the Jordan, see, you've come out of Egypt, you've crossed the Red Sea, you've been through the wilderness, you were at Sinai, you could have gone in at Kadesh Barnea, but you didn't, right? You've been through the judgment of the wilderness. Now you're on the borders of Canaan. When you cross the Jordan into Canaan. Now think about the future. What have you got to do? Well, make peace with the pagans that are there. Get alongside them. Find out what makes them tick, what they like, and assimilate them into Israelites. No, none of that. Drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you. Destroy all their carved images and their cast idols, and demolish all their high places. Take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given you the land to possess. Distribute the land by lot, and so on and so on. Well, you can see here, can't you, what God is saying. Now, some people don't like the tone of all this. But you see, God is saying to Israel, this is the principle here, surely, that God wants his people settled and separated. Those are the two principles here, settled and separated. Let me say it, what I mean. Settled, Isaiah 33, verse 20. God says, you know, when you're settled, Jerusalem is settled, settled, settled. A stable society for Hebrews, for the Hebrews, but separate from the pagans. You're going to take over the land and get rid of all the pagan artifacts and memories and all the rest of it. You don't associate with it. You are to be a separate people. This land is your land. There's two aspects here, negative and positive. You must rid the land of the paganism, the Canaanites and their gods, and you must positively settle there. It's yours from now on. It's your inheritance for this covenant. You remember the covenant is leading up to Christ. All this is essential to leading up to Christ. And this is not advice. This is not some committee drawing up some council. This is God's directive, a solid, straight directive. The first task on crossing the Jordan is to drive out the Canaanites. There's no if about it. It's when you get there. When you get there, you do this, and you settle their land. The destruction of their idols. Not keeping some as memento. Oh, that'd be a nice curiosity. We're like that. We don't want their superstition, says God. You're not going to have it. Oh, that'll come in handy, you know, when we're settled there. That's a good idea, these Canaanites. We'll copy that. Not at all, says God. You take possession of the land, and you are separate from the people. You get this principle again and again in God's word. God makes sure Israel understands this. And you know, this is the cardinal sin for the Hebrews. This is why Israel went into captivity in Assyria and Judah went into captivity in Babylon. If you want to put it in one sentence or a few words, you can do it like this. It's because they broke the covenant. They would not keep the law. They mingled with the pagans. They adopted and adapted to Egypt or Assyria or whatever. They copied these people. Now, some of you may remember that I have actually spoken on the coincidence. I don't mean that in lucky sense, but the coincidence, the combining of the dates. Joshua 4:19 going into the promised land, Exodus 12 coming out of Egypt. If you look at the dates, the first day, first month, 10th day, and all the rest of it, you'll see there is a link there. The idea is you leave Egypt and you go into Canaan and you're separate from Egypt, and you never go back, and you don't get mixed up with the Canaanites. And remember the questions, too. What mean ye by this service? What mean ye by these stones? You remember the questions the children ask. That drives home the same point. So, settle in the land, Isaiah 33, verse 20. The negative again, get rid of the pagans and their gods. The positive, settle in the land, and it's yours, renew it. This is God's strong, dogmatic command. Separation. Make it so, keep it so. This is the whole point of the covenant leading to Christ. What about the new covenant? Well, I haven't got time now to expand on this, but nothing could be clearer in the New Testament. Ecclesia, called out ones, the separated ones. We are to be separate from the world. The world hates us. The world hates Christ. The world rejects God. The world suppresses God. The knowledge of God. It doesn't want God. It will not have God. It will not have the gospel, and it should, and it won't have us. But today we have found ways to adjust, and we are becoming buddies together. All for a good purpose, no doubt, to evangelize them, I dare say. But the truth is, Ecclesia, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a God to you, says the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6. You remember the debate over the Evangelical Alliance meeting with Doy Jones in 1966 and John Stott and all the quarrels about whether they should lead the denominations. It's all a little nonsense. We should be separate from the denominations. We should be separate from all this ecumenical ways. We should stand alone as the unique people of God. This is a fundamental principle. You see, if you look at the word believe and the word obey, they're so similar, that they're so connected. And the same with sanctification and separation. Sanctification is separation. Separation is sanctification. These are the root meanings, and this is what it is, and this is what the church must be. And Israel was having this laid down right at the start, and it's been laid down before, and it will be laid down again, and the prophets are constantly calling Israel back to it. But constantly, Israel is going into mingling with the pagans. Be ye separate, says the Lord. That's the future, and that's part one. We'll go on again in the next discourse to see what God says next. Separation and settlement in the land. May God bless us that we may be a separated people, separated from the world, separated unto God. Amen.